Try you. Chocolate energy. Oh my god, just one more piece for you. Okay. Alright, it. Oh yeah. That's the time, right there. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I got these lemon sachet paper thingies, you know what I mean? Lemon sachet paper thingies. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they were invented like 40 years ago when people's hands were much smaller or something. You know what I mean? When we were fucking still living in caves or something. Because they give you one sheet, you should give me more. You give me enough to wipe my ass with. You know what I mean? These lemon sachet paper thingies. It just says freshener, rinse doijits, which doijits, that means fingers, right? Because I noticed that people call your fingers digits. So doijits. And then it says efrishinkstuk. Ingredients, aqua. I like that. alcohol, denat. Didn't ask. Litsi kubeba, fruit oil. Citral, limonane. Linalool, it says, and geraniol. I feel uncomfortable now because it's got geraniol in it. You know what I mean? I was okay with all the other things like Linalool. Also, I got some heart. Oh, hello, by the way. I got some heart sweets. Shall we open them and see what we get? Yeah. I got these like in a fucking, like a food bag of something. And they just throw them in there. But, oh, well, let's see what fate brings me then. Come on, you. Get out your fucking hole. These are pretty hard to open. Okay. Never mind. I got them. What have we got? First one is epic. Just says epic. I don't see how that needs to be in a love heart, but I'll try and stay positive about this. Good vibes. Okay. I'm gonna keep that there to remind me to have good vibes. If I start talking any shit, you know. Be kind. I like that one. Be kind. What's this one? It's a sunglass face, you know. 8. Closed colon, you know. No, capital B. And then we have gorgeous with... What even is that? Just a pink smear. Okay. Gorgeous. One more. No, two more. Amazing. Amazing. And then last one is a kissy face. Is that colon free? Okay, cool. I'm not going to eat these because they actually taste like shit. You can't tell me that you like the taste of hearts. Why would you waste your teeth, your calories, your life eating a heart? It's chalk with sugar in it. That's how they're selling it to us. I'm going to keep good vibes and be kind. Okay. I want to keep them all like as cute memorabilia. I'm folding these up in the trash. Okay. Hey, I got a can pop for you. If that dog... Shut your fucking trap, cat. Fucking drop kick your ass. I've got a Tango Orange Sugar Free. Just purchased. I just came back from the supermarket. And something so comforting about being at the supermarket late at night. Isn't there? It's actually kind of... I actually like to use people as camouflage though. Because I go into the store that I used to work at like 9 years ago. So, and there's still people, do you know what I mean? There's all fucking like, still kind of remember your name. Begin with a J or a G or something. And then, like, you fucking, we know each other's face. We can't, you've never not forget, remembered a face. So, like, you know, you ever feel that? I feel that very often. I was wondering how many people do actually, like, live in the same town that they kind of grew up in as well, because that's a big hazard. That should be, I got way over it years ago, do you know what I mean? But it, for many years after school, it's like, ooh, I hope you have to, like, remember, ooh. Sound like an old person, but well, anyway, you know what I'm saying though? I kind of like the hiding in the crowd at daytime, but this time there's people there, and like, it's like, I know you, I kind of know you, don't I? Am I supposed to know you? Should we just pretend that we don't know each other? Happens too often, doesn't it? And some guy, maybe even me, like a year ago, would have said, like, make an effort, man, everybody needs love, like. Make that person feel welcome. Just say, hey, how you doing, Jeff? With a G. I would have just I got your name wrong, but it doesn't mean I don't care about you, Jeff. Always been rooting for you, Jeff. No, in reality, it's like I'm gonna pretend I'm gonna come back tomorrow and buy me some fresh letters, and I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna pretend again that you don't exist. You're gonna do the same to me? And we might have a nightmare about it once. We might go like, you might wake up in a cold sweat, and you know, it's okay. It's okay. Fuck it, dude. Fuck it. Anyway, I probably will absolutely switch my advice next time to myself. You know, I'm advising myself. I never want to seem like I'm giving you advice. You don't need my advice. I don't need my own advice, and now we're stuck, and now we're fucked, and now I've reached that point in life where I've left childhood completely, and I'm on the seat of my pants. What's that saying? Flying by the pants of my seat. I'm flying solo, like Jason Derulo, and there is no, well, nothing can help me. No sage wisdom anymore. Or actually, you start to interpret sage wisdom as like, fuck you twat. You know, you like that. You know, you relate to that. Anyway, I'm just really fucking rambling. Sorry. I just threw all the way to the heart. See, I really, that was a poetic moment. I just threw them all in the bin. All the hearts there. It said, be kind. Said, fuck you. Said, forgot them. See, fuck you. Fuck them. But yeah, I've also, in this bag, they gave me seven sachets of lemon doozy what paper. So I just have sachets coming out my rectal region. So I'm anytime I need a sachet of lemon for the next four occasions, because I only have four, so it's not that many really. But I bet I have four more than you. But you might just have wet wipes, and that's unacceptable. But these, you gotta admit, there's something nice. I can have a lemon refreshment four more times now than I could before they gave me these. You know what I mean? So, yeah, anyway, I'm gonna stop being fucking weird now. I lit my candle. Still got this, like, white chalky one. And I got a tango. Went with the tango. I haven't had a soda in, like, a week. I've been trying to cut down on them. Well, I say a week, like 4 days. Even though they're diet free, I've been doing fasting, and I'm pretty sure it still spikes your insulin. Boring topic, but I've been doing like 2 day fasts, and then just it's like not, the only thing I'm drinking is water and green tea. Do you know how like I feel like that any moment they're gonna show up with the Netflix documentary cameras. And it's really not that impressive. Trust me, there's bastards online doing 30-day fast, water only fast for free, for fun, and free fun. They're just like, it is free. It's more than free. No, I mean, it is as free as it gets, because you don't spend any money except on water. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna preach about it. It's fucking cringe. You know what I mean? But if Netflix are out there, and you want to make a doc, I'll be like saying, I'll be doing like a Mr. Beast or video. Do you know what I mean? I'll be like, it's about 16 hours in, and I'm starting to feel it. Yeah, I could go for a bite right now, but staying strong, brother. Stay strong. And then that'll be episode one, pretty much at the end of the 16-hour mark. So it'll be 16 hours of footage cut into an hour. But I would say that's fair. I would say there's some compelling footage to be had. And then on episode two, we could go up to 22 hours. 16 to 22. We don't want to overdo it. Okay, no, actually, let's say 26 hours. So we go over a day. It's like they've got, imagine the camera, I mean, the pitch black, and the camera's got one of those torches on, like you got in a porno, and it's like shining on me, and I'm looking like a bewildered deer in the headlights. And then it's like, Will, you've reached the 24-hour mark now. How do you feel? And I'm like, I'll just start to show signs of craziness. I'll be like, yep. Well, I'm doing, and I've started to have some crazy thoughts. Tell us, Will, tell us what your crazy thoughts are. Tell the camera, tell Netflix, tell the world, they're all listening. And I'll just be like, I could really go for a bottle of water. And they'd be like, what? What are you on about? No one can understand you. And then they'll use the excuse that I'm British and can't pronounce bottle of water as the actual headline. I don't know. You haven't watched some trash TV where the purpose of the show just changes all the time. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like, I thought I was watching it for this. Well, anyway, let me tell you about this one show I was watching. It's called The Traitors. You heard of the show? Okay, let me tell you, I'm mad. I'm fucking mad about this show. I watched the first season in the UK one about a year ago now, and it was pretty good. I was invested the whole time. And you can imagine what it's like. They're all loads of people. One of them's the traitor, and they have to, like, banish someone. It's kind of like Big Brother, do you know what I mean? But one person has the big dick under the kilt, you know what I mean? Because it's actually filmed in Scotland. Even the US one. I'm here. I'm watching the US one yesterday. I'm on episode 3, okay? And these are like semi-celebrities. I didn't recognize a single one of them. Fuck yeah, go me. I'm proud of myself. But now I do. So now I've joined that crew. Do you know what I mean? I was proud of myself. But anyway, there's like loads of, you know, Botox ladies from America. It's American one, so there's a lot of like Beverly Hills Wives type people in there, and then there's like just like a random guy who works at DMV, and then a random freaking teacher, random freaking medical student. Do you know what I mean? It's like a whole bunch of beeples, and episode 3 rolls around. They've got rid of a few people, like, and there's this woman is talking with her friend, and they're both blonde babes. And she's like, let's make a list. Let's make a list. I'm like, why the fuck? I thought this immediately. Why the fuck would you make a list of people you suspect as the traitor? Like, this, you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't have physical evidence. It doesn't help you in any way, especially because you could change your mind and then someone finds the list and you're even more fucked because now you don't even believe what you've wrote down. Anyway, the point is, they made a fucking list, and you know where she put that list? She put it in her back fucking pocket, and she sat down at the table where they all fucking vote for someone. I'm sorry. And there was actually a person called Geraldine. I'm not just using that as a Karen, Kevin, word replacement thing. But there was a person called Geraldine, and there was another guy, and they were getting like, it was quite tense. Who's going to get voted out? I'm sorry, Geraldine, I just believe it's you. I just believe you're the traitor. I know you murdered Stephanie last week. And then what happens is, she gets up, the guy's fucking gone, whoever they killed, and they were wrong, obviously. Because, you know, they've got an advantage early on, the traitors. There's only 3 of them, and there's like 20 people. There's fucking loads of them. She gets up, and it falls out of her fucking ass, doesn't it? Falls out of her floppy ass. Sorry, her ass wasn't floppy. I'm not doing a body shaming thing or anything. I'm not saying it wasn't floppy either, okay? Anyway, fell on the seat, and someone quickly nabs it. So she fell out of her seat. She didn't hear it. No one else saw this other person pick it up as they're all leaving. It's a room. All that's in the room is a table with chairs in. That's it. And no one else saw this thing flop out of her back pocket onto. She picks it up and then I could. That was right at the end of the episode, and I can't watch another episode now, because I'm not falling for it. I've been fucking lied to, haven't I? That is fake bullshit. That is fake bullshit. Isn't that fake bullshit though? I hope I haven't painted it as, but that is. I'm so upset about it. I watched the whole season and thought it was a good show, and that's made me question everything. Now, I haven't watched reality TV in a long time, and I do kind of miss it until now. I fucking love Big Brother for the psychology of it, the mind fuck, and how you basically, I'm a very empathetic person, so I can always put myself in the position of the most fucked up people in there, because I'm like, I would probably be going like, I'd probably be turning into an angry bitch. Like, do you know what I mean? Even, you know, they say they do some horrible stuff on Big Brother, don't they? And it's all on us to have an opinion about it. We're sat there, I'm like, fuck, I would never do that. You disgust me. And then we throw our metaphorical rotten potato tomatoes, you know? But anyway, I don't want to watch reality show ever again. I feel bad. I feel like we all know it, don't we? We all know it. And I'm a bastard because I've always like wanted in the back of my head to get into watching wrestling again. You know? Like I've always wanted to. I miss that shit, you know? You know, like there's a big fight going on and these two people are pretending to hate each other, but they're cashing in a fat fucking paycheck, you know, to pretend, and we all know it, but we just pretend that we don't. Anyway, everyone's pretend. It's wholesome. It's wholesome, right? But and then, like, fucking this metal music comes like boom, 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 and then like this other fucking overweight, kind of jacked but kind of overweight guy's got no hairline, respect, comes out, you know, and like the crowd goes, oh my god, it's Kane, it's Kane, and then like fucking runs up to the ring, slides in on his belly, and he's got a mask and a leotard. Like this is some content, isn't it? And everyone's just going crazy. It's like there's a person, but yeah, it's about the story. It's about the storylines. But anyway, I guess that's what reality TV is supposed to be doing. I don't know, but it doesn't. It's not very honest about it, like wrestling is. Wrestling is so over the top that it's respectable. You know what I'm saying? Where reality TV is fucked me now. And I want to believe it. Do you know what I mean? There's still part of me where I'm like, not this show though. No. Not this one. Not this one. This one's a good one. This is one of those good reality TV shows. No, fucking isn't, bruh. Fucking isn't, bruh. It's probably fucking not, bruh. Probably fucking not, bruh. Anyway, that's the end of that rant. Yeah, maybe there's a good show. You can recommend it to me. I don't know. But I think I'll survive. You know what I mean? Isn't that one Survivor? One of the people on that show was off Survivor, actually. I've heard of that show, but I never fucking knew what it was about. Is that the one with Bear Grylls when they survive on an island? I do remember liking that, and now I feel scammed. Yeah. But I liked seeing them struggle for food and shit. That's always that, and they are having this mental battle where obviously they can get off the island anytime. Anyway, another thing I was watching was athletics, and you see what peak physical form looks like of the human body, and it's super interesting. For it's weird because, like, if you think about it, to get the peak. To be measuring people in a 100-meter sprint kind of is like outdated a little bit because it's not actually a practical thing. Like it's not like like CrossFit, okay? If a building was falling down and like this guy had to climb up the building to save a baby or some shit, you might want to take a CrossFitter because they can do all kinds of shit. But everyone mocks CrossFit anyway. But if you got a guy and his body, by the way, 100 meter sprinters are jacked. I don't know what it is. They obviously need to be heavy to fucking throw themselves through the air. They're all quite jacked, you know what I mean? Whereas if you look at endurance runners, they're skinny, they're rail thin for whatever fucking reason. I'm not going to pretend I know, but you know that you can, you know that they're skinny and the sprinters are fucking beefy, right? You might want to take a CrossFitter though to do that, do you know what I mean? So these people that got their bodies dedicated to this, these like obviously an endurance thing would be kind of useful. Not really. What are you going to do? Commit a crime and try and run away from the police? It's all about vehicles now, bro. CCTV footage. They've got your passport tracked. Do you know what I mean? You ain't getting away with no crime. No matter how fast you can run or how long you can run fast for. I'm being a real hater. I never thought about this yesterday when I was watching. I was in total admiration. I was like, these are peak humans. I love these guys. I wish Usain was here. Usain Bolt, I wish you were here to watch your... You know, he was the gangster, right? He was the pro of 100 meter sprints, and now he's retired. And they, you know, they've got this new guy who's trying to be Usain Bolt. And I don't mean that in a rude way. He's like roaring up the crowd and everything. He's like, come on. Whereas everyone else there is just there to compete. Anyway, it's really cool. It's really cool watching athletics. Especially, right, you watch the throwing. I was watching the throwing. And these guys are just built like fucking 6.5 foot dad bods. Like, you would think that a bodybuilder would walk up. Like... No, because that isn't peak human performance. It's peak aesthetic aesthetics. Like someone like Arnold, he can lift heavy shit, right? And his body looks amazing. But to be able to throw a ball as far as you can, you know what your body will look like? A fucking dad bod. Like, you could barely see muscles on these people. Unless, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There is no visible muscle that the untrained naive eye might expect, and that's me too, someone is always inspecting the male physique. That sounds really questionable, but that's just who I am. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm like I'm trying to improve my own. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, yeah, it's weird. It's interesting. It's a solemn reminder. It's like, yeah, I don't know what to take from that, but there you go, I suppose. Yeah, and I love watching the 100 meter sprint, and it reminds you so much of not the 100 meter. I mean, that was cool. It was over in a second, though. Do you know what I mean? And we need it to last longer over here. So I was watching like the 15,000 meter. It's going on forever. I fucking tuned out for a bit, and then when the commentators were getting there. Erections going like, double Luca, coming in the final round, final lap, and then these are all English people, by the way, I can't remember what they're saying, and then they start speeding up around that final bend, and you can see that some of them have got juice in the tank, and they're like, damn, man, coming around, side by side, yeah, and then she's like, just edging through after all that time. And it's pretty cool to watch. It does remind you of sports day and the highs and the lows, you know what I mean? I remember the early sports days were the best, because when you're in primary school, you do egg and spoon races. Do you remember egg and spoon races? And you do like hopscotch and all that kind of shit. But when you got to high school, it's like, grow the fuck up, son. It's time to weigh your ass against the rest of the world. Let's see how fucking trash you are. And I'm not saying that, you know. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or something. But I remember, you know, not being the best at sport. Trust me. So, yeah, sports day. Can you remember that shit? I remember a lot of sports days actually ending in... a helicopter landing on the school field and taking away a fucking injured kid. So, yeah, that happened once. That was it. It was always, I think at school sports day, though, it would always be like the last day of school. You'd go home and you'd have this like really euphoric feeling. And sometimes you weren't competing in the last day of sports day. That was a good feeling. It's like, thank fuck I'm not, no one's watching me. Oh my god, I can go to fucking school today and not have everyone fucking judge me. That's traumatic shit, you know what I mean? It's traumatic shit. So, love me some sports day back then, or I didn't. Speaking of sports day, just watch this movie, maybe you've heard of it, Karate Kid. The OG one with Daniel-san and Mr. Miyagi. Such a good film. I thought it was going to be a whole nostalgia thing. You know where, you know where nostalgia masks a lot of blemishes on something? No. It's genuinely a good film. Starts a bit weird. They're moving away from Newark, New Jersey into California. And you start... I just liked watching how Newark, New Jersey is like this big industrial town with all these cool shots. And then they end up in California and he's like... got this arch rival, the blonde guy, who's fucking, he's got that evil look in his eyes, kind of like, looks like, I don't know, a snake, maybe I'm just saying that because he's in Cobra Kai, do you know what I mean? There's that new show, Cobra Kai, if you didn't know, based on this shit, like the same actors and shit, like 20 fucking years later. Anyway, that movie is genuinely good. And I loved how... I tell you what I liked. Is there's a leading romance, okay? With the guy and the girl. And there's... It did happen. There's a trope that they do, okay? Is where the guy pisses off the girl. And the guy's got a winner back. And that did happen. But it wasn't a massive thing. Where he didn't, like, have to beat someone up to do it. I'm going to win the fight for you, Mary. Whatever her fucking name was. I'm going to win the fight for you. And then it wasn't... It didn't have to go that far. Because that is too much of a trope. You know what I mean? It was good. I liked it that he was just slowly winning her affection over time. It wasn't... It didn't have to be like this total roller coaster. And if anything, sometimes she had to win his affection, you know what I mean? That was pretty, like, refreshing. So, yeah, I love that movie. I'm going to watch the second one. And I was actually trying to go and see Oppenheimer. I don't think I'm going to see Barbie because I asked my brother, I was like, what do you want to see, Barbie or Oppenheimer? And he's like, Oppenheimer. So I'm like, let's go see Oppenheimer. So I'm probably going to see that soon. We were going to do it the other day, but our schedules didn't align. Let me check my Netflix and see what else I've been watching. Let's see here. Is there a recent watch? Oh, You! Okay, You. Have you heard of this show, You? I haven't even finished the first episode yet. I was watching it a bit in the gym on the old Treaders. But it's actually really good. The writing in it is good. I really like shows and movies where they tie up their points pretty well. This one it does. It, like, he, like, just like the first fucking scene, this guy meets a girl in the library and he becomes a bit obsessed with her. And, like, he starts to talk really conceptual about what makes her special. And he doesn't really know yet, or he's kind of hinting at stuff, is leaving you a few questions, but he's like, I don't know, it's really good, really good so far. I haven't even finished an episode yet, and I'm already saying it's good, so it must be pretty good. Also, I didn't even finish this either. I'm really bad at not finishing. There's this movie called The Founder. It's about McDonald's. And I actually watched a YouTube video recently as well about the difference between the English and the French McDonald's. And my God, is it true. French McDonald's is legit, like a sit-down kind of... Not really. Okay, you don't have a waiter. But French McDonald's is actually good. It's expensive, but it's And I'm not saying regular McDonald's isn't. It's its own thing, right? Anyway, this movie's pretty good. I'm like over an hour into it, and it's about like, you know, people fucking each other over. Or I think it might be about that. But it's more, you know, it's about the founding of McDonald's and how he first goes to the McDonald's, this guy, and he sees that his food is ready in seconds, and he's like, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? What the fuck is this? And I don't know if I can completely relate to that feeling, because we just inherited, like most of us just inherited fast food into our quality of life. Do you know what I mean? You didn't have that moment where you had that leap. Like McDonald's was always there for most of us. Do you know what I mean? At our age, I guess. But we had it with like iPhones and shit. Do you know what I mean? Where you got this super convenient thing in my hand. I can Google anything I want. I can call anyone, check anything online. Anyway, it's that convenience thing that was crazy. And then they were talking about the milkshakes and everything. It's a really good movie. Highly recommend it. The Founder, it's called. Looks all right. Yeah, also I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok. I found this guy, and I'm pretty sure people in the comments of my, well, I don't know his fucking name. I'm not going to remember his name. He's a British guy, and he's always got, like, sweat on his head when he's pretending to be in, like, an American waiter. He's like, hi, can I take your order? And then he's like, I'll have a bottle of water, a packet of chips, and a greasy bap on a fryer, all right? And, like, and then the American cuts back to the American, which is him, and he's, like, sweating, and his eyes twitching and everything. What's his name? Something McDermott? Is that right? You might know. I don't know. He gets a lot of views. Sorry if you don't. But someone's called... I swear I've been called him on... You get those random comments coming on Reddit. Do you know what I mean? It's like... You sound just like... Blah, 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 blah. You sound like just like... Jerry Bella Mistletoe from the Kingsman shop on Wensleydale Netflix.com. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? I don't know these guys... But sure, I just give it an upvote, and I'm just like, thank you. Hope you enjoyed the porno, though. so, yeah. He's one of those guys that, like, someone, I know you sound like this tiny YouTuber with 12 subscribers. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of see what you mean. I always search it up. When someone says it, I'm like, let's be on my keyboard. Like, but, you know, I tell you what as well, for my relaxing videos, I watched, you know, I was watching all these food things where I love watching, like, Korean and Japanese baking videos in the restaurant, and they, most of them is kind of, like, abstract, right? The video starts with a montage of the show, and I skip it, because it's spoilers. You don't put a fucking 1 minute clip of the movie right at the start of the movie, and then you show the movie, and then have like Michael Bay music, like dun 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 boom, and then you play the actual movie. Don't do that shit. Anyway, they're making some badass like cakes and everything, you know, or it starts really weird because it like the first there'll be a massive stainless steel bowl, and this guy with gloves on, or girl, chop into this bag of, like, fucking white liquid. This is any recipe, basically. I don't know. Just pouring it into a bowl, and then this just... You don't know what... Like, I don't read the title, either. Don't read the title, and most of the time you can't, because it's in a foreign language. And then you just go, like... And then you just watch, and you just try and figure out what the fuck they're doing, and it sometimes comes together. Speaking of which... Go and check out this new subreddit. Search by top of all time. r/stupidfood. Go and do yourself a favor. Come and get triggered with me. Come and actually question your... Basically, your food sexuality with me. Because you'll see someone like... Make a mac and cheese in an air fryer. And you're like... I don't know. I want to hate you, but I love you. Do you know what I mean? So that's a good one. r/stupidfood. Go, there you go. You'll kill an hour. You'll love it. Anyway, What was I talking about? Oh yeah, one thing I watched was I watched Driving in Detroit at four. It sounds like it could be sketchy, but it's not. It's fucking really relaxing video. Just a guy driving in Detroit. I wanted to see what it's like, and it's such a rich historical place. And you can see like he goes through like the kind of the side roads, and like he goes down like past like a power plant and stuff, because he gets on the main road and he's in the traffic. This isn't a particularly special video. I just like watching stuff in 4K. Like I watch a lot of them where they walk in Japan, in Tokyo, and you just see all the fucking shit that goes on there, and really opens your eyes, and really help. It's really like good background stuff. If you're like, I don't know, playing a game, you ever have a fucking game on your phone that it's designed now to keep your like half of your brain on engaged. I was like, well, what the fuck do I do with the other half of my brain? Do I like skip? Anyway, I can't believe I've never spoke about this. Okay, this guy called Rate My Takeaway. Rate My Takeaway. You might have heard of him. He's got enough waves on social media. Well, what he does is he goes to takeaways in UK. He sits outside on his own fold-out table and he eats the food and reviews it. But he is the nicest, most wholesome, most typical British person ever. Like, and he's recognised enough now where people just come up to him non-stop, pretty much. We're just like, and he's like, "Now then, how you doing, guys? I'm from Leeds. Rate My Takeaway." That's how he speaks. Go and listen to him. Go and watch his videos. See, I'm even he's infected me. Go and watch his videos and see if you can understand him. Just try it. Okay? Just try it. Because I watch him in disbelief of how people in my country actually sound. "Now then, guys, how you doing?" Like, that's just the start of it. Go and fucking listen. It's really nice content as well. And you see some cool food and see what British people are like. Anyway, yeah, Rate My Takeaway. I remember seeing him on social media like years ago. And then now he's got a YouTube channel and he's pretty big in the UK, honestly. Also, there's a, you know, this, it's all food shit. What the fuck is that? When I'm fasting, I actually like watching food stuff. I don't really have an explanation, so. There's a channel called Good Mythical Morning. Do you know Good Mythical Morning? I fucking love these guys, Rhett and Link. And they have a series called Will It. And they take a food, like ice cream, pizza, nachos, hot dog, whatever, burger. And they say, "Will it burger? Will it calzone? Will it hot dog?" And they just do weird shit to it. First, they'll get like a. This one is called Will It Calzone. It just came out the other day. Will It Calzone. And it's like they'll make a normal calzone maybe and try it. I don't think they do that actually. But then they'll like do a neat. They'll do a simple one. Where it's like Will It Calzone Nachos. And they'll just put like cream. They'll put like nacho cheese in it, avocado in it, and it's like. Of course, I bet it fucking tastes amazing. And then they go and fucking do like soap or like fucking herbal remedies in a calzone. And then they fucking go and do wall paint. And then they get really fucking weird. And you remember that show Fear Factor with Joe Rogan? Then they get fucking weird and do that shit. I wish that show was still around, by the way. Do you remember that show? Fear Factor, that was a good fucking show. Long time ago now. So yeah, Will It. That is a good another YouTube rabbit hole for you. Will It. Just type in Good Mythical Morning. Good Mythical Morning, Will It. They're really good videos. I've watched all of them, probably like multiple times now. Other than that, I've been watching a load of gaming stuff here. Oh, Hot Ones. You ever watch Hot Ones? First We Feast, like they interview the celebrities. There's some good episodes of those. Yeah, love them. Oh, and There's a guy who reviews movies who did I say you review? There's a guy who reviews movies, and he's the one who made me find. I watched his. I wanted to watch a review of Barbenheimer. That's what his video is, but Oppenheimer. So I wanted to know if I was going to go and see it or not. So this guy's called Your Movie Sucks, YMS. Your Movie Sucks, and he's the one who's like, okay, I'll go and watch one of these movies. I have to watch this video. I've always appreciated his opinion on movies. If you want to fucking laugh, and it's actually a really good video, like well put together. Like he talks about all the media coverage. You remember that movie After Earth with Will Smith and his son? Came out fucking, I don't know, 5-10 years ago now, and it was a complete shit show. Go and watch his review of it. It's fucking amazing. YMS After Earth. There's a few parts to it. And he also did one about Walking Dead and how he talked about all the writers and shit. And now, like, this guy got a big settlement now, apparently. The writer of the Walking Dead comics got, like, 200 mil, apparently, from HBO. So, sheesh. Also, what else? Let's see. What have we been watching? Music and stuff. Yeah, so, I don't know, that's about it. I'm kind of losing my voice a bit, can you tell? And I've got some chocolate to eat. I've got this, we have gold, we have this, I guess it's a flavor called gold. And it's like one of my favorites. I think it's a it's like a really sweet caramel, kind of like a white chocolatey caramel. And this is actually a Milky Bar gold. So, Milky Bar. You know, the official one, but gold, so it's like a caramelly version. Doesn't that sound good? And it fucking is. So I'm gonna go eat this. This is like my treat now. And yeah, I think I'll love you and leave you. Yeah, if there's anything you want me to talk about in the next one, just let me know. And it's been a blast. It's gone fast. And I guess I just talk about food all the time now, but I was actually slightly melted. Also, if you know any funny TikToks, I'm not fully integrated, but I go on there occasionally now. It's less than once a day, okay? Don't come at me, please. I'm sorry. Okay, I've got some banger audios on the way. Just letting you know that. Okay? I'll see you soon. Okay. Bye bye. Okay, no, now. I'm going right now. Any moment now. I'm just going to stop the recording and then we'll.